As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys surprised that a move has not been made on Derek Shelton? We talked about this. In fact, I asked both of you, I think last Wednesday, like, what would the number have to look like? Maybe it was even previous to the homestand. And I think 8-15 was right around the numbers we were thinking. Bob, I'm a little bit surprised. Now, the day's not finished yet. I'm a little bit surprised that no move has been made after an unbelievably calamitous weekend.
You may be surprised. Would I have been surprised if they made it? Not necessarily. Am I surprised they haven't made it? No, because they have doubled down on what they did. I mean, they brought back, after 5 years, the same people in charge and did nothing in the offseason to improve what they should have tried to improve. So that tells me that they're pretty content with the way things are going. So no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they keep him isn't a shock either. Because,
that's what I mean. That's...
But then again, Bob Nutting wouldn't have to. You'd probably just go to Don Kelly, right? So you don't spend any extra money.
But does it change much?
No, of course not. Of course it doesn't. But certainly you would have made the move by now, right?
I would have made the move at the end of last season.
Yeah.
With the whole thing. I would have tried to, you know, just do away with and start. And without saying it's a 5-year plan, I don't think you can say that anymore.
Does it? I mean, does changing the manager do anything? Not much, but is the manager doing a good job with what he has? God, no. Look what happened on Saturday.
I put more of the blame on the GM for allowing this roster to look what it looks like.
I would agree with that. I think it should be a package deal. But if we're specifically talking about the manager, this is a disaster. And Saturday should have been.
Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday.
Both were.
Should have been the end.
Here's a little thing, but I'm going to throw this up because I was thinking at the time. So Henry Davis last week on a night game against Washington,
yeah,
goes 2-for-4, hits a home run off the foul pole.
Yeah.
First, right? And I knew, I was talking to, I think one of our producers, I think it was Jeremiah Miller who was there, and I said, I don't think he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. It's a day game, but I thought he should be. He hit his first home run of the year. He's a young kid. I'll ride him a little bit, see what it takes you. You know, you got to get his bat going. Sure enough, and I know Bart came back, but so what? I'd still have his bat in the lineup after he went 2-for-4 with a home run.
I agree with that. Yes, but he's also hitting 150 again.
I don't
care.
Who else isn't on this? They're all hitting 150.
Yeah.
My point
I would agree that he needed to get a stretch of at-bats, yes.
After a home run, a feel-good night for him, play him the next day.
Yeah.
Again, this night-day game thing,
So where are we now, then, with Shelty and maybe Charrington Watch? They're 8-15. They're about to play the Angels and the Dodgers, who have combined for like 70 home runs, and the Pirates have 16. How many games do they have in these two series? Six or seven?
Yeah, six games.
Six.
They go 1-5?
Then I don't think you have a choice.
Well, you always have a choice.
You always have a choice, but at
some point...
You'd be
9-20.
From everything that Bob Nutting has said... I think I've given you guys enough. We've seen the PR moves that he's tried to do, like giving away this extra Skeens bobbleheads to try to clean up this mess that they've created for themselves over the last month. I would have made this move long ago. I actually am somebody a little bit different from the norm. I think that a manager actually has a decent amount more than what people give him credit for of a impact on the game. Like whether it's lineup construction.
Even with this roster.
Bullpen management. I mean, their bullpen management was absolutely awful last year.
And
this
it comes
year,
into great scrutiny because they can't hit.
I mean, you could say that. And I agree in certain instances for sure. But they had an all-star closer and a guy in Holderman that you were depending on, and some of it's got to be on the players.
No, I do agree with that too. Like, but sometimes as a manager, you have to have the feel for your players.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, no, players, I totally
unfortunately,
agree,
the players Austin. Stink. So he can have a feel all he wants, and I'm not defending him. But Bob is right. The roster is abominable, and that's on Ben Charrington. And if one goes, both should go.
I think. I mean, I think it's very hard, and I agree with you, Austin, in that a manager can make the right moves. And if he makes the wrong moves, given the fact that the margins here are so small, they become magnified. And when they're magnified, everything looks worse. If you hit yesterday, for example, Mitch Keller, it was scoreless until he made a bad pitch, and then it turns into a two-run home run, and they have no runs. They get one run until the bottom of the ninth.
Right.
They
weren't Maybe win it would have helped to have your best hitter in the lineup.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Who's but, blazing
but
hot,
so,
by the
they're
way.
They're not going to score a lot of runs.
I don't know. Wait. One swing from Cruz is a lot.
I understand. But my point is they're not an offensive. We knew this. We talked about this.
But that's the crazy thing, Bob. They don't need a ton of offense, but they need some. Their pitching's
well,
been pretty
none.
Good.
They're
that's getting basically none. Now, yesterday they got some late runs in game. So, of course, we know how it goes. When they put up 7, the other guys put up 10, right? And then the next day it's a 3-0 loss. Let's go to the phones limits, please.
All right, let's start with
you want some therapy?
Ray.
I don't think this is going to work.
Ray is in Whitehall, and he starts us off.
Hello, Ray.
Dylan, I've been a Pirates fan since 76, 77. I've never felt this hopeless in my life. It's sad. It clearly starts with Nutting. You cannot criticize your general manager and or manager like that publicly, because once that happens, other problems come out, like these Twitter situations. And
I didn't say publicly. I said they should have gone in behind closed doors and make their voices
I think he's
known.
Talking about Nutting putting out there, I've done everything I can.
Oh,
am I right about that?
And right. And if Nutting cannot unite Charrington and Shelton, then he has to get rid of one of them. And I think, looking back over the past, I think that's a problem with him. And I think back to what happened, a major problem in this team's misfortune is if you go back to when they got rid of Jim Benedict, and he was clearly a major factor behind the turnaround of that pitching staff, and it wasn't the same afterwards. And they knew he was of value because they traded him to the Marlins. How often do you see a pitching staff get traded? And there was obviously friction between him and Serge and or
right.
Hurdle. And I got a feeling that's continued. And it's painful for me to say this, but as long as he's the owner, there isn't much light on the horizon. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Was that a trade with Jim Benedict? They traded a pitching coach, Bob? I think it was.
It strikes me like it was, yes. Like, I got to go back and remember all that situation, but yeah, I think so.
That's incredible. Next.
Here is Tomcat in Mount Lebanon.
Hi, Tomcat.
Hi, guys. You know, someday when you're slow for calls, I'm going to go on a big rant about Neil Huntington versus the current bum that is their general manager and how Huntington was railroaded. I'm glad the last caller brought up Nutting and Charrington. I agree that Nutting is one of the 10 worst owners in sports, but I cannot blame him solely for this. I think Ben Charrington...
Who hired Ben Charrington?
Well, sure. But he also hired Neil Huntington, who was good. But Ben Charrington, do you think the comments that Nutting made to the Noah Constrictor or whoever that was on opening day. Do you think that Nutting actually said to Charrington back at Christmas or whatever, you know, you have $35 million to spend and Charrington is simply scared to do it because he's given him money to extend Hayes
Do you think so, Bob? Like there's this idea that Charrington had leftover money. I would think Charrington knows that he better win this season, and I would spend every penny I had if I was him. Do you think he left money on the table?
No, but I don't like the way he spent the money. There's the difference. I think when you spend the money on a $2 million player, $4 million, $3 million player, $1 million player, okay, you got a lot of players, but what do you really have? I'd rather have, if it's $35 million, give me two guys going to make $20 million each or $20 and $15 who are going to make immediate impact and support Reynolds and Cruz and McCutchen or whatever you have in this lineup. By doing it this way and nitpicking your way around the bargain basement, that's not going to get it done, and that's what they've done for all these years. That's why they've never signed someone more than 1 year in free agency in the last 9 years. Not one multi-year contract to a free agent.
Right. And as far as defending Huntington, listen, Huntington actually got this team to the playoffs, and he should forever be remembered for that because it was a bloody miracle. But he also got helped out by the fact that the previous guy drafted an MVP at number 11, Dave Littlefield did, and McCutchen drafted Neil Walker, had some missteps, believe me. But when we talk Neil Huntington, Bob, do the names Tony Sanchez, Mark Appel, Austin Meadows, Cole Tucker, Kevin Newman, Will Craig, Travis Swaggerty, and Quinn Priester ring a bell? Yeah.
Those are high-level picks.
Yeah.
And none of them did anything.
Drafting and development was another D word, a disaster under Neil Huntington by the end. I think we can all agree on that, can't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's been symptomatic of everyone, really. None of them. Every now and then you get a guy, I don't know, Skeens is there, top of the board, Davis is there, one good, one not so good, and, you know, you got to hit on all those. If you're them, you can't afford misses.
Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Get to your calls next. And we'll hear from Ben Cherington next, and then we'll dive into the NFL draft and all the Aaron Rodgers stuff that's happening. We'll certainly do that. I wasn't here on Thursday or Friday to talk about that, and I don't think Bob was either. So we'll give our thoughts about where the Steelers stand right now with Aaron Rodgers. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our six-pack, brought to you by Bet365, the Pirates, with an absolutely disastrous weekend. The potential for a wonderful night gone horribly bad on Saturday. And then they come out of this with the scenario that they have to go. Last year, the third wild card in the National League won 89 games. If the Pirates were to get to 89 wins, they would have to go 81-58 the rest of the way. We're sitting here on, what is it, April 21st? Is that the date limit?
That's the date, yeah, all day.
April 21st, the season hasn't even started yet, and it might be over.
That's because when you start this record, you can't afford to go this deep. Here we are in April. It's not even 1 month of the season. It's amazing.
So let's trot Sawinski out there for the Angels opener, Bob, by all means, shall we?